Yes, so St. Francis, which was going to open theatrically a couple of weeks ago, then didn't because the cinema reopenings were delayed because, you know, everything is kind of strange and disorganized at the moment because of COVID. Anyway, this is written by and starring Kelly O'Sullivan, and I'll say from the beginning, I loved it. It's really a story about self-determination, but dressed up as a kind of ditzy, bittersweet comedy about midlife disappointment. And the thing I really loved about it is a film that deals with a number of subjects that mainstream cinema would deem to be taboo, like menstruation and abortion and birth control and postnatal depression, all things which are, you know, part of everyday life, but which for some reason mainstream cinema quite often thinks, oh no, we can't go anywhere near that. So, our central character, played by O'Sullivan herself, is played by Kelly O'Sullivan, is we first meet her at a party. She's called Bridget, and we discover that she is disillusioned with her life. She's a 34-year-old waitress whose life isn't going anywhere. Then she gets pregnant unintentionally, at around the same time that fate conspires to offer her a new job, nannying for a 6-year-old. And so these two things are going on in her life at the same time. One of them is she's offered the job of nanny. The other is that she's dealing with a pregnancy when she doesn't want to be pregnant. Here's a clip.
I'm for sure getting rid of it.
Okay. We could talk about other options
No.
or.
Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Do you think maybe your birth control, like, malfunctioned or
I'm not on
just.
birth control.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
I've used this method for like 8 years.
This method?
You sure that you.
Pulled out?
Every
Yeah.
time?
Well, I think so.
Your sperm are probably super fast. That's a compliment.
Thank you. No, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
God, I honestly thought I couldn't even get.
Why did you think that?
Because it's never happened before. I hear it. I hear that, how that sounds.
I'll go with you when you go.
Okay.
And I'll pay for it.
We'll split it.
So you can hear from that the film has a kind of, you know, it's very naturalistic dialogue, handheld cinematography by Nate Hertzeller, which kind of gives us the impression that we're eavesdropping on these characters. And then what happens is that initially she doesn't think that she's somebody who is, you know, qualified. Well, she isn't somebody who's qualified to be a nanny. And the 6-year-old that she takes on the care of is quite a challenging child whose parents are dealing with the fact that they have a new baby on the way, and you know, and then arrives, and that they are exhausted by the presence of a new baby. So she has to then bond with Francis, which kind of, you know, relates to the Saint Francis of the title. There's one absolutely lovely scene in which Bridget and Francis go into a church and they talk in a confession booth, and Francis plays the role of God, and Bridget confesses to it, which is a really marvelous scene. What I really liked about this one, firstly, I thought it was really well written and really well played. It's got a brilliant sense of the absurdity of life, but also of the, you know, the highs and lows and, you know, the painful areas of life. There is a very sort of well observed portrait of Francis's parents, who are a lesbian couple, one of whom is sort of quite high achieving, the other of whom is quite religious and is dealing with postnatal depression. And it's got a really kind of authentic portrait of that relationship. Also, what we discover about Bridget is that, you know, Bridget herself feels becalmed, but she's also somebody who wants and needs to take control of her life. But what she needs is some kind of, you know, some driving affirmative force to, you know, to make her take the next step in her life and, you know, and move on from being, as I said, which she said at the beginning, that, you know, she's a 34-year-old waitress. There is a fantastic small but key performance by Jim Trufrost, who is this excruciating guitar teacher. He's this kind of guitar guru who it's wonderful. It's a really sort of funny toe curling. It's not quite a cameo because it's a bigger role than that. But it's the details that are so great. I mean, I know you watch this as well, Simon, Michaela Coel's TV series, I May Destroy You. And one of the things that's great
We
about
did it
that
on the
is,
telly.
We did it on the telly together, exactly, on Kermode and Mayo's Home Entertainment Service, which incidentally has now fallen off iPlayer, and I think they need to rectify that straight away.
Yes.
Watching that, I was really impressed by how much that dealt with, again, subjects that, you know, quite often mainstream television doesn't think is, you know, stuff that you perhaps should be dealing with, but it does it in a way that's so casual that you don't even notice it's happening. For me, what St. Francis does is that it offers a genuine, authentic, three-dimensional portrait of a real life, real lives that we can believe in. And it does so in a way which is very radical, in the same way as Eliza Hittman's Never Really, Sometimes Always, which again we reviewed on Kermode and Mayo's Home Entertainment Service, which apparently has dropped off iPlayer, and I think they need to do something about
that. No, we need to do that
immediately. And it all leads up to this moment that when there is a kind of moment in which Bridget sort of says everything that she's thinking, but it's so beautifully done because it becomes almost a throwaway comedic gag. I love this film. I thought it was great. I thought it was honest and truthful and funny and smart and completely believable, and also really kind of quietly radical, in that it was doing all these things that were kind of really sort of often you say, no, that stuff is out of bounds, and doing it in a way that seemed so natural that you barely noticed it. It's right. Really
well,
great.
Well, we know what the movie of the week is going to be.